Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I am okay. I really missed doing the show, but I had a fantastic trip down to Florida. The weather was not so cooperative. I had everything from, you know, blustering winds and lots of rain and riptides, but and you wonder why I don't live in Florida anymore.
But it was wonderful seeing you.
It was wonderful seeing you. Yeah, it was great to get together with Charles. I mean, he's one of our callers here on the show, and he treated us to such a wonderful dinner, which is really fabulous.
Oh yeah, that was so awesome.
Oh yeah, he's such a tremendous host. I mean, wow. Very nice.
Love the guy. Yeah,
exactly. Not to mention some kitty and doggy love while we were there.
Oh, yeah, that was great. They're just great.
Well, we want to have a few things we want to talk about before the show. The queue's full right now, too, so I'm glad that, I guess, we were missed, and I missed everyone, too.
Aww. You missed
that's
you.
The way it happens. Yes. I know. It's waiting 6 months to go down is hard sometimes, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm trying to, like, do my thing up here in Roanoke, Virginia as well, so I have to honor both territories, if you will, so it's okay.
Yeah, you can't leave us down here. We love you too much. You have to at least come down twice a year.
Exactly. We might end up expanding that at some point. I just haven't figured out the dynamics yet. So we have a full moon coming in before our next show. And
yes, we do.
Excitingly enough, Mars is moving into Aquarius on Thursday. So there's a lot of good things going on right now that I think are going to pick up the energy for the holiday season that's upon us.
It's party time! Mars
in
Aquarius.
Is.
You know, when you have Mars in Aquarius, a group of people that get together, there's gatherings, there's, you know, it's perfect timing for it to go in Aquarius for all this wonderful holiday season that we're having and really getting people back active and moving. You know, that heavy Mars and Capricorn duty work thing, you know, it gets heavy after a while.
It does. It can be very productive because it's exalted there. But I look at it as the brotherhood, sisterhood energy, with Mars being in Aquarius. It's so great for the Christmas season. It really is. And even as a worldwide motto, you know, to really get into that sense of brotherly and sisterly love and to really appreciate the individuals that surround you, whether they're your relatives or they're your friends or they're somebody that you just talk to on Blog Talk Radio.
It's a good time, especially with the full moon coming in Gemini, you know.
I love the Gemini energy, you know that.
Oh, that communication and that transformation of emotions and getting things out, you know. Silence has its place, but, you know, one of the things that we have nowadays is a lack of communication, and getting people to communicate how they feel out and really transforming and changing the situations in their life by communicating it out, I think is really great, you know. And it's 2 days after, you know, a Mars goes into Aquarius, so you've got this beautiful trine between the two of them that's quite harmonious.
Absolutely. I love the banter energy. It's like bantering with each other. You know, you run to people in the marketplace, hey, how are you? You know, it can be so spontaneous and so wonderful with this full moon.
There you go.
Which is really nice. Yeah.
That's the word
for
banter.
Like, bantering, yes. Another thing I like is moon being in Gemini, because Gemini does rule siblings. It doesn't matter if it's a soul sister or brother or if it's a blood sister or brother. Sometimes what it can do, you can really get caught up. You get caught up in the optimism of the season and talk about other people in the family. What do I buy them for Christmas? You know, a little bit of gossip, of course, goes on with that Gemini moon. That's okay.
It is. That's a great thing, you know, having that union and that unity, which, you know, I always like around the holidays, you know, with especially because everybody's all fired up. Everything else is in Sagittarius, so everybody's all fired up. Jupiter's in Leo and another fire sign, so people are all revved up at this point in time. Well, now they can diffuse it with a little bit of that air and get it going in a lot of different directions and really utilize it a lot more.
I agree. It's going to be a great year for communication, whether you're doing it, you know, through email, on Facebook, you know, on the telephone. It doesn't matter. It's the making contact thing that's so important. Share a joke, a picture, you know, whatever it might be. It's just a very feel-good energy with this full moon. I like it.
I do, too. I think it should be fun. You know, I will say this, and I, you know, not to be on the downside of it, but I will say this. This is not, you know, when it comes to that particular on Saturday, I caution people about driving, okay, and taking their time with driving with it, okay, because on the downside of it, it can lead to frustration while moving or going places. So take it slow, take it easy, you know, again, that fire energy that you want to go fast. But take it slow, take it easy, you know, when the full moon is upon us, because that's going to be a strong impact time for a lot of people.
I would say not to go over the limit,
right?
Because you'll get caught.
There you go.
But, again, I do a couple miles over the limit, you know, especially when I'm driving long distances, like from Virginia to Florida. I mean, I qualify the amount of risk I'm about to take, you know, and I also am very observant of the traffic. So, but I think it's going to be a good season. There's going to be some storms, of course, and there's going to be some delays, because there always is every year. So this is not anything that's so much astrologically significant. You can feel more like a victim and more like a victor because you got through it, but that's about it.
There will be some challenges, but, you know, without the challenge, you can't have the victory, you know, and so,
precisely.
You know, in everything, there must have effort, and you must put effort forward, you know, and sometimes that isn't the easiest to do, but it is right to do, and it is good to do, because, you know, when you get that success, and that's the goal, when you get the success, it's a great thing.
It certainly is. Well, tonight, Jacqueline is using a computer that is not her actual normal computer. So we might have to ask you for birth times and dates. Yep. We might have to ask you for birth dates and times if I don't have them, but we're going to try and do this as seamlessly as possible. And our queue is full, so I'm going to go ahead. We should start to take some callers. I think I want to get as many people in as we can, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great, how are you?
Good.
Who are you speaking with?
My name is Faithful. It's like, I have to explain to everyone. It's like Stacy and Pencil together. I don't know if that makes sense.
Can you spell it for me?
It's S-T-A-C-I-L.
I like it.
Hi.
Thank you.
And what's your birthday?
My birthday is October
18, 1989. And what time were you born?
1:18 a.m. Yeah, another 18.
All right. And what city were you born in?
I was born in New Britain, like, you know, like Great Britain, New Britain, Connecticut.
How do you spell Britain, like in Britain, Connecticut?
Huh?
How do you spell it?
Britain, like, yeah, new. In Britain, like Great Britain, like B-R-I-T-A-I-N.
That's why I'm doing it. New Britain.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't put the new in.
Oh, okay.
You still live there?
Yeah, I still do.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, I've been having a lot of, well, I don't know if it's a lot of issues, but, like, I've been having an issue with, like, dating and stuff. I started dating one guy back in, like, a couple of weeks ago, and then I dated him again, like, Tuesday. So now it's, like, blah, you know, and I'm trying to get another one to date. That one's, like, blah, and, you know, I've been trying to meet people in the last 2 months, so... Yeah, I don't know what is kind of going on. I don't know what. I just, you know, I really miss being in a relationship, basically.
Well, your time is coming.
Absolutely.
It's not now.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Christmas.
You want to go first, Patrick? Go ahead.
Well, Uranus is retrograde right now in your ninth house, which rules the internet, expansion, working your philosophy, your spirituality, and the kind of relationship that you're trying to embrace. It's retrograde until the 21st of December. So right now, you're kind of like in a dry run. And this is okay, because you're familiarizing yourself with what you're doing. But once it goes direct, after the new year, I have a feeling things are going to start cooking for you, honey. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. She was talking about that Uranus. That Uranus is running your natal Venus. Okay, and the sun is passing over it, right? The transiting sun is passing over it right at this point in time, okay? And this is, you know, it goes into really making you look into really what do you want in a relationship and, you know, are you going to settle? And so it's kind of like a test right now. Are you going to settle or are you going to wait for the right thing, okay? Because I agree with Aphrodite, okay? Uranus is going to go direct. Things are going to start shifting. Mars is going into Aquarius. It's going to go into your seventh house of one-to-one relationship. So I see no problem after the first of the year or, you know, around that period of time, you coming up and having this relationship. After it could happen anytime after the 21st, but that's a little early, but it can happen after, you know, anytime after that. So.
Okay. Because I know lately I've been, like, depressed and, because it makes me clinky. I don't know if that's in my thing in there, but I've been feeling that lately.
And you know why that's going on, Stacey, is because Mars has been in Capricorn, and Mars is the planet of action, blood, war, libido. And it's squaring your sun in Libra.
Yeah.
So, but once it gets into Aquarius this Thursday, you're going to feel the shift almost immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
you've got a Mercury, Sun, and Mars in Libra, okay? So one-to-one relationships are crucially important to you in your life. And this has been a really challenging time for you with this Mars in Capricorn. You know, it brings a coldness that no Libra likes, okay? So it's okay. It's there to make you feel good about yourself and understand yourself a little bit more. So that's what it is. It's a lot of work for a Libra. Believe me, I understand that.
How long was that Capricorn and Mars? Was it Mars?
6 weeks.
Mars and Capricorn.
Yep, 6 weeks.
So it's like that for
almost
6 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And now it's going to move on into Aquarius, which is much more friendly. It's much more individualized. The communication is much more, I want to say, friendly, recognizing the individual differences you have from other people. It's just going to be a whole different ballgame.
Okay. I kind of felt like nobody didn't really see me for what I am. So,
exactly.
Just the way
realize it was there to show you, hey, I have more respect for myself. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to go, you know, have this relationship just because I'm lonely.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, good
and keep
luck.
Us posted, okay?
I will let you guys know. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to what's coming up for me.
All right. Good. God bless. Bye. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. It's the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. This is James. Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm good. How are y'all?
If I was any better, I'd
be twins.
I don't have your birth information.
Sure,
so
no problem.
What is your birthday?
It is March the 30th, 1985.
And what time?
And the time is 10:35 a.m.
And the city?
Miami, Florida.
Miami. I should have remembered that.
Hey,
so what's still live in Miami? Yes, I'm still here in Miami. My question is in regards to these huge, nice-looking transits that are happening with the Mars going into Aquarius. And I think in this month we have Saturn going into Sagittarius, if I'm not mistaken. So my question is, what's that all about with me?
Okay.
Right, now you're
dead on
your turn. Yeah. Go ahead,
Jack. Both of us are looking at the same thing. So it is obviously going to impact you more. Both of these are, and I can understand why you would be asking about them, because Mars is going to pass over your Jupiter, which is of great benefit to you. Things are shifting and changing in your life, that's for sure. Okay. With Saturn, in your Saturn return, you've gone full cycle. Now you're going to start, because today, exactly today, this thing is passing over, actually tomorrow morning, it's going to be passing over your own natal Saturn. So you're over the other side. You've learned one full cycle of your discipline. And so now starts a whole new cycle for you as far as things in your life are concerned. Did you want to talk about your work, or did you want to talk about relationships, or what were you looking at here?
I kind of think that work and relationships are kind of the same right now, because I do feel like there's a huge shift that's happening undercurrently, and I'm not quite, I can't put my finger on it, but I do know that there's some stuff happening, especially in relationship, and just not romantic, but just relationships, period. It's almost like an out with the old and in with the new type of theme happening with me right now.
Absolutely. You know what? Venus is sitting right on Uranus, retrograde in your natal. So what's happening is there is going to be a lot of reversals, and there is also going to be a lot of desire to have the freedom to love the way you choose, to let it be more free-flowing, less defined, okay? You've also had Mars opposing your moon in Cancer. So because of that, you're looking at the integrity of people that are around you. Have they really delivered what they promised? Are they really honest? Do you really feel that sense of connectedness, okay? So you're cosmically correct with everything you're going through, by the way.
Yeah, right on the spot.
Now, what Saturn's going to do is it's going to peek into Sagittarius, but then it's going to retrograde back into Scorpio for a little while. So the new, everything you've learned for the last 2.5 years is about to birth itself in a new philosophy of commitment for you over the next 4 months. And this is a powerful thing. So you're going to end up getting deeper, more intimate relationships, feel the stronger sense of commitment, which you've wanted, but still have the freedom to be self-expressive. Wow! How can you beat that?
That is extremely exciting, but I'm also aware that it's going to rattle a lot of feathers. So I know that it might end up causing me to lose relationships, but that's okay, because I definitely relate to that. you know, I'm coming into this whole new area of self-expression, especially in regards to career and relationships. And,
yep.
you know, my love
Absolutely.
Is becoming way more universal instead of so personal, if that makes any sense.
I love it. Oh, I love
yeah.
it.
And I'm going to say it this way. Not everything has to be a confrontation. And I spoke about how this full moon in Gemini is going to make us more expressive and how sometimes we need to express more. And I'm going to say one thing to you is discretion is a better part of valor. Sometimes you don't have to
yes.
say anything. Sometimes you just have to move on and walk away. Okay?
Mm.
In this transition, so you're making some judgments that people are going to hate this. And I'm going to tell you that it doesn't matter what they hate or not, you're bringing up an issue within themselves if they're going to take that. So it's not you, yourself, that is actually making the situation. So if you stay out of it, sometimes they'll deal with their issue and come around and see what you're doing and be enlightened and awakened in a different form and actually return into your life in a more positive form. So don't be surprised if there's changes like that. So sometimes just following your path and not having any kind of confrontation with the situation, letting it fade into its own thing, is a good thing.
You ladies are the best. That's right. You are the
well,
best.
Keep us posted, okay? Keep us posted. Let us know what's happening, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
God bless. All right. Bye. That was a stellar dissertation. You know, Jacqueline, have a mini donut.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it.
That was good. That was really good.
It's crazy. Oh, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's go ahead on that one.
Good evening, it's the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, ladies. Sure missed you guys the past couple of weeks. This is Andy.
Oh. Hi,
hey, Andy,
Andy.
How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
Doing
great.
Good. What's your birthday?
Good. The holiday.
Excellent. Excellent. March 24th, 1965.
Okay, what time were you born?
12:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Urbana, Illinois.
But you live somewhere else now, right?
Yep, I do. I live in Overland Park, Kansas.
That's right.
Still in Central Standard Time, though.
I love when that happens. Not much change of the ascendant. That's a good thing.
Yeah, there you go.
So what special question did you have for us tonight?
Well, my special question is regarding the full moon coming up. Excuse me, I think that's going to sit right on my north node.
It's a little short of it, but it's going to come close to it.
Wow, wow. You've got like a quadruple grand square going on here. Holy moly.
Yeah.
You're as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm.
There you go.
Whoa.
That's a nice word for it.
But you're pretty safe because you're so busy. You have to be organized. You have to have a rhythm. You can't do it any other way, right?
No, that's true. There are many irons in the fire right now, and I actually need to throw another iron in the fire and start something, and I'm trying to decide whether to wait till after the full moon or just go ahead and, you know, jump in before the full moon and, what the heck, add one more iron to the fire.
I think are
you doing this through the internet?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you doing this through the internet?
No, it'll probably be, this is in regards to some legal stuff.
Okay. I will definitely do it before Jupiter goes retrograde.
That was
on the
what
air.
I was just going to ask you about,
yeah.
actually.
I would do before Jupiter retrogrades. If you're looking to get some kind of compensation or come out of this victoriously, it is best if you put the bid in now. It can be delayed because of the Jupiter retrograde, but because you put the bid in beforehand, even though there might be more of a wait, it could work out better than you possibly thought.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Excellent.
I'll agree with her. And the reason why I was asking the question I was asking is because sometimes a little bit of drama is good and sometimes a little bit of drama is bad. And
right.
I'm trying to see, you know, and with the situation, you have the a divine opportunity to have a 0 degrees Mars and Aquarius that you're at hand to utilize if need be, okay? You know, how public do you want this? Is the question. Do you want this to be launched in a very public form, or do you want it to be launched more in a private form?
Probably more in a private form. I'm a pretty private person.
Then
so
I would definitely do this before the 4th.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also the other thing that's happening is Venus is going to be entering Capricorn. And when Venus enters Capricorn, and that is on the 11th of December, no matter what happens, don't drop the ball. Don't yield. Stand your ground.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think
it might
take
longer than what I agree with Aphrodite, and I'm going to reiterate this part of it, that there may be some delays and it may be slow in its progress. Okay?
Yeah.
But it'll be well worth the time delay.
Great.
Stand your ground. And again, here, if you can do it before, you know, the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, I would, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I would do it.
Excellent. Can you tell me, are dishwashers ruled by Gemini?
They're actually ruled by Virgo. And you have a triple, you have a stellium of planets in Virgo that are part of this grand square I'm looking at. And so my feeling is because Neptune's now direct, you could probably make a good choice regarding that device.
Yeah, that device died.
You know, the device could not be healed, apparently, from what I'm seeing here. It was probably making way too much noise or it had no energy or something like that.
No energy. That was it. No energy left.
No energy. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Good luck. Keep us posted. Okay.
You bet. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Fun.
Always. It's great.
So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Alfina.
How do you spell that?
Alphina.
Hi, how are you? What is your birthday?
December 8, 1987.
And what time were you born?
9:04 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Tuba City, Arizona.
Tuba is in C-U-B-A?
No, tuba as in the instrument.
Oh, tuba.
Ah, I see
yes.
that. I was lost like you, Jack. Now, do you still live there?
No, I actually live, like, east of there, but I still do live in Arizona.
Okay.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes, it's a time frame question. I'm wondering when me and my ex-fiancé are going to reconcile. Do you need their birthday, too, or?
Yep. What's his birthday?
Okay. June 21st, 1984.
And do you know what time he was born?
2:33 p.m.
And what city?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
that one word?
Yes.
Do you know how to spell it for me? I'm sorry. I'm not doing well with spelling tonight.
I think it's C-L-A-R-E-M-O-R-E.
Oh, Claremore, not Claremont. Okay.
Okay. Oklahoma, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Oh, interesting.
And do they still live there?
No. But they still do live in the state of Oklahoma, too, though.
Okay. All right. All right. Have you known him?
It's going to be 3 years next year, like in April.
Okay.
And you know, it's an interesting relationship between the two of you, okay? And you ask how soon it is. You ask a timing situation of how soon it'll be before the two of you get together
get back together.
Or reunited, okay?
Yeah.
And is it that? My whole question is are you getting back together for the sake of the relationship between the two of you, or are you getting back together for some kind of vindication?
No, we were engaged. Like, I know there's love there, you know.
There is love there. I'll agree to that. But this relationship has some great challenges to it to make
well,
it work.
Well, that I know.
Okay. And so, you know, there are many, you know, you're asking for a specific timing of the situation when it's an evolution that's going to make that happen.
Well, I think that you're going to do it sooner than later. I'm not saying that it's going to stick the first time. All right. There's some nice planetary hits you have coming up that can help you to renegotiate the relationship in a positive way because Jupiter is going to be retrograding.
I mean, like right now, we've already we've texted probably Thanksgiving, and that was
yes.
It. But as far as phone conversations,
Jupiter,
I haven't.
Right, when Jupiter retrogrades, which is going to be doing soon, it's going to be forming some nice trines to your Saturn, which is the planet of commitment, and you already were betrothed once, okay, and also. There's a couple of other things going to happen. Uranus is going to go direct also in the last week of December. So could there be a tremendous reversal in this relationship? Yes. But as Jacqueline pointed out, there are some stresses here. And if you're going to make this work long term, you're really going to have to agree to just love each other for who you are without trying to change each other.
Uh-huh.
That's
well, that's
the
thing, like,
here.
We were doing good, and like I said, I know there is challenges in the relationship, but what always kept us together was the fact that we love each other. And so right now I know that he is going to come back. I'm just giving him his space, and I'm just wondering as a time frame as to when he's going to reconnect with me or, like, want to work things out, because right now it's just kind of, like I said, we didn't talk, and he did text me on Thanksgiving, you know, so.
And here again, Aphrodite was saying that we have Jupiter going retrograde, and we also have Uranus going direct, okay? So it is going to come that the two of you are going to become in contact with each other then, but again, we have to caution you and of what you was talking about, because here again, you have to accept each other for each other's flaws as well as perfections, and be okay with it and not try and manipulate the situation, and that has to be on both sides. Or
yes,
else this relationship
absolutely
has this on-again, off-again thing, this tearing apart and putting back together and tearing apart and putting back together. I'm not saying that the two of you don't love each other. You two will love each other for the rest of your lives. That's a fact, okay? But how you two treat each other is no whole other animal. And the two of you are different about the way you go about doing things. So appreciating the differences is something crucially important in this relationship.
Okay. Do you know when Jupiter's going to go? What was that?
Okay, Uranus is the 21st, and that's the first hit that's really going to be a strong one for you. Okay.
And that's going to be in December? Or
December.
Yes.
It's only a few weeks away.
And Jupiter's going to already retrograde, too, because Jupiter's going to set the stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when that's going to be December 21st, too, right? Or?
Oh, no, that's earlier.
No.
The first week of December.
Okay,
so it's like 7th or 8th, something like that. So
December and early January are so important to this relationship. So if you can take communications you've already been having and you can allow them to become more frequent, blossoming, purposeful, understanding. Are you following me on this?
Yes, and like I just said, I'm not sending him text messages, or I'm not getting I'm not calling him or anything. I'm just giving him his space as of right now.
And that's a good thing. And both of you two have this psychic connection to where you don't have to verbally be in contact. Again, we're talking about
that's
physical
true
contact being coming in. But at this point in time, I think it is good that you have that conversation on a psychic level with him. Okay. Again, I think both of you two are in a strong fear base about this relationship, and I think there's some strong control issues here with that fear. And, you know, I want to see the two of you succeed. And for that to succeed, you have to kind of, you know, let things unfold. Let it be what it is.
Okay, so I should expect communication from him December 21st or after that, or I'm not, I was confused about that part. I'm like, what?
I think you two will be in physical contact probably somewhere around that time, more, okay?
Physical contact as in, like,
actually see each other.
Well, that kind of has to be. Go ahead.
Not just in communication. I think there'll be more than just communication at that time.
Well, he lives in Oklahoma, so it's kind of, yeah.
So there's roadways and airplanes.
Well, before he does that, I'm pretty sure he's going to have to contact me to make sure that I'm okay with him just kind of showing up, so, yeah.
And I'm sure that you two will be in contact with each other. And I think it's the 7th or the 8th. No, it could be the 8th or the 9th that Jupiter goes retrograde.
I actually had a question. According to the life cycles, do the life cycles start after your birthday or until actually into the new year, like January?
Your life cycle is birthday to birthday. It's when the sun returns back to the same place as when it was born.
Okay, so my life cycle for the year of one is going to be December 8th?
Well, Aphrodite had a good idea there. What city are you going to be in on your birthday this year? Because your birthday is coming up real close here.
Pinon, P-I-N-O-N.
P-I-N-O-N, T as in Tom.
Yeah, P as in Paul, I-N-O-N.
There you go. interesting. Jupiter is going to be conjunct your rising. That's it. Okay. You know, it's going to be an interesting year for you. And I'm going to say this. You know, you have a Cancer moon. This year you were so attracted to this guy. It isn't even funny. Okay. Emotionally, that you're connected and it's not, you know, it's definitely going to be there. There's no way that you're not going to want to have this relationship with him this year. Okay. Again, I'm going to use get to know him as far as he's concerned. Okay, take the time. Don't jump into rushing this relationship. This is so in the journey that the two of you can really work well together. Okay. And this year, it does bring that psychic connection stronger than ever between the two of you. And that's where it teaches you, because your Jupiter this year is going to be in your 12th house. Okay, so your intuitive abilities or feeling abilities are going to be stronger than they ever were. Okay. You are the magician. You're a Sagittarius sun with a Mars in Scorpio. You can make anything on this earth happen, okay? But you have to believe you can make it happen. That's the only deal here, okay? So trust in that it's going to happen, okay? And watch it play out, because it will happen, okay? Your intuitive abilities are right on. Don't doubt it and don't fear it this year, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on as far as your work environment is concerned this next year, too. So it's to your benefit. Okay? There's several things to your benefit this year. That is one of them.
And keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for that, you guys.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
All right. Yep, good luck. Bye.
Thank you.
So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
I think you should have another mini donut.
You and my mini donuts.
I think that's just so cute.
My one tree.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
We're doing great.
Hi,
how are you doing tonight, Kathy?
Good. My birthday is December 13th, 1953, and I was born at 10:10 a.m.
In what city?
Utica, New York.
Utica.
Is it Kathy with a C or Kathy with a K?
It's K-A-T-H-I-E.
Okay. And what city are you going to be in on your birthday this year?
I'll be in Edgewater, Maryland.
Edgewater.
Mix it up. That's what I always say. Mix it up.
Well, that's where I live.
Okay. Oh, this is a great year for you. Okay. You might be a little...
I was hoping you were going to say that.
It keeps all your lessons hidden from you. It keeps all your lessons hidden from you this year. So you learned by osmosis this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your sun and your Mercury are both in the first house, which, you know, really lets you stand out and lets you shine. And even though Jupiter is retrograde on your birthday, it really exalts the beauty of who you are, to really be able to handle things in a great way in your life, to really be able to take charge and really make foundational changes. You also have your Venus in Capricorn and your moon in Virgo this year, okay? And that moon in Virgo is in your ninth house, which is the rulership of Sagittarius. And here again, with that, it really makes it where you can take those strong steps forward to the direction you want to go in your life. So you get a lot of power this year to take charge.
So when does that start?
Well, you should start feeling the energies now, but it actually makes its transition on your birthday. You know, the month before your birthday, it kind of has little rumbles. So you'll see little indications of where you have to, you know, go forward and look at the right thing to do and take charge of the situation and make the right thing to do. That you'll start to see little indications, but after your birthday, you'll see it in a big neon sign.
I'm waiting to burst out on my spiritual journey.
Oh, you're going to be bursting out.
Big time. Big time.
Big time.
You have natural healing abilities are amazing. You are such a healer. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've taken Reiki classes, and I was thinking about taking another Theta Healing.
Great.
That'd be awesome.
Now, have you thought of also working with breathwork?
Breathwork?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
You might want to look into that a little bit because I think you might find that important.
Okay.
And,
like, what is it called? Prana?
Yes. Different kinds of breathing techniques to help people to do release work. Even yogic breathing without the yoga is good, too. I mean, you're going to start to see that. You might not see that for another 2 years, but you're going to include that also in your repertoire. I know you are.
It's funny because I'm having some medical issues again, like arthritis and neck problems.
And again here, you're not going with the flow of the energy, and that's the reason why.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. How do I do that? You know, I will suggest something like yoga, tai chi, something like that. Okay.
To release the energy.
And that's only for this year. For the arthritis and that type of thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Virgo moon this year, so you by centering your emotions and by staying calm through the situation, you can actually make those physical transitions. Okay. And with your Venus there, it's a loving of your body, a loving of your bone structure that makes it happen. Okay, so you will find that through some kind of yoga or stretching type techniques, it will work out for you on a regular basis. I'm talking on a daily basis here for this.
Okay. I guess I'll look into it then. Alrighty. Well, that sounds really good.
So glad
really, it's going to be a great year for you getting out into the public and doing the work you need to do. So, you know, you'll be surprised at what comes your way this year.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Keep us posted.
I will.
All right. Sweet night.
Bye-bye.
And this next caller is someone that's near and dear to us. You ready?
Okay.
Good evening. It's the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Aphrodite. Hi, Jackie. I got lucky.
Hey, Diana. Yes, you did.
I got lucky. Okay. I've been working, ladies, just like you all said. And it looks like it's going through mid-month. Do you think I'm going to successfully completed because it's been more than challenging.
What's your birthday?
November the 8th, 1949, at 2:10 a.m. in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Gotcha. Sorry, I'm on my other computer and I don't have any other
person. No, it's okay. We are not computers. Supposedly the 15th or at least the week of the 15th.
It seems like it could even go longer to me. I don't know.
Well,
is that
long as it is.
Could they keep you on longer, Diana?
It's a trial, so it depends on, you know, how the witness is, how long they take with each, and sometimes the health of some people, you know, or complications. It's just that it's been so lucky, but it's been so challenging. And I'm trying also to get my life in order. Remember, y'all want me to move in January, and I don't see how I can do that. It's going to have to be February or early March.
Well, and you know, it is definitely at this point in time crazy in your life. You know, this transiting Mars is dead on conjunct your Jupiter, your natal Jupiter, okay? And so it is making work and life a little bit more crazy at this point in time. You know, I don't want to keep remaining on the same thing, but it is all to your benefit. Remember, Jupiter is your benefit, okay? So this work that you're doing is there. It's a matter of saying, okay, we'll see where this is going to lead me to instead of judging what you're going to do ahead of time, okay? What I'm trying to say is go with the flow of where the, you know, stay within this job, go with the flow of it, and when it ends, see where you land as far as transferring your home and changing your home.
Right, this at is the end probably, of it, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I can see how you would physically think, how can I all this happen? But I'm going to say, have faith, okay? Things fall into place at the right time for the right reason, and this job is one of those indicators. And here again, everything you do right now is to your benefit. So that's a great thing. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Am I doing well telepathically or psychically? You think I'm doing well with it?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you, excuse me, to keep your eyes open for a personal relationship. Somehow,
I hope
where
the
you're
guy is
right
I
now
hope,
and
I
how
hope.
You're involved, okay, just keep your eyes open because you've got some interesting planetary hits coming up. Next one's going to be opposing your Mars, okay, which is cool. Uranus is going to be going direct, and it's going to be trining your vertex. And at Mars moving through Capricorn, it's going to go into Aquarius. So you could end up working around someone, and at first you are like following protocol, but then this person all of a sudden becomes quite friendly with you. I just feel there's something coming up here, honey. Have your eyes open.
The problem is that the person I'm working with is very much married.
I'm not necessarily
you're
talking
thinking
about
you're thinking logically again.
Right. Think about other things that are going on around you, too. Okay?
Okay.
Be very observant in your comings and goings. Just your activities of daily living. Just be very observant about your comings and goings.
I'm trying. It's the hardest thing ever to be disciplined. And that's from
well,
the heart.
Well, Aphrodite, what was that word you used that was really great in the beginning? You know, how people... banter, that's the word. Be like
okay.
that. You walk into the courthouse, look at the people around you that are walking around you is what she's trying to say, you know.
Yes.
Have that
okay.
banter, have that, you know, have that look, have that different way of being open to the environment, okay. It'll really enhance it at this point in time is what she's trying to say. So it may not be logical, but it may be somebody in that environment that may be attracted to you that you're missing because you're just following blindly.
Yeah, I'm just so concerned about doing the job well and being there on time and, you know, things like that. And also saying the right thing because that's what my job is about. It's about saying what the other person is saying.
Well, I understand that one. Believe me, that's what we do. We play it. And here again, you're good at it. Have faith within yourself. You're good at it. Picking and choosing words sometimes can become challenging, but you can get them out right, without a doubt.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to try to talk to one or two, or if I can, of you, or both of you this week. But the thing is, I haven't even billed it yet, and it's been like already a month. So I can't wait to, you know, to actually see you and have a sit down. Thank you
awesome.
So much for thank you so much for the Sunday program. Every one of us missed you, and I hope you can do a longer one sometimes because we all love to talk to you.
Aww.
Okay, we'll work out a 2-hour special soon. How's that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Got it, girl.
Tomorrow is December 1st. I want to wish you the best December. It would have been my dad's birthday. And I think December is a wonderful month. So may December be happy for you and every one of you.
Thank you so much, Dion. You're a darling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, we've only got about 4 minutes left, so I think we should tell people where to find us because there's people on the queue we cannot get to.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. Oh, how about you, Afdet?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And do you want to tell them what you're up to, what classes you're doing, and where you're going to be down in Florida?
First of the year, I'm going to start an astrology class at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, which I'm also there every Friday. And Beth is a wonderful individual, has all kinds of events and things going on over there. So I just love working with her. And then I have my own office at B&A Flea Market in Stewart. Anybody can stop by from 10 to 2, either Saturday or Sunday, and see me without an appointment or schedule a private appointment person with me there.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to be doing some things at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke. And I'm going to be doing mini readings on Mondays there, mini readings at Little Bit Hippie here in Roanoke. I see my private clients at Livestream also. I'm also available by phone. And if you tell either Jacqueline or myself what you need, say you don't have a lot of money in your budget, you just need a quick reading, you have a couple of questions, don't be afraid to talk to us. Give us a call. We're here to help, which is why we put the show on every week. We really want to help people because we are going through big changing times here. And everyone sometimes just needs that little bit of encouragement, that little bit of caution to get to the next step. It's so important, and we're so glad to be here for you. Every Sunday night, whenever we're out of town, and we can connect.
We're glad to be back. It's so fun. You all make it a lot of fun for us to do this, so thank you.
Yes. Have a blessed night, and we'll be here next week from 6 to 7 p.m., and we're always happy to serve you. Our numbers are available through Blog Talk Radio. We're both on Facebook as well. So go ahead and give us a call, contact us, friend us, and keep in touch, and we'll help you along your path as well as we can. Have a great night.
Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.